The first time I felt awful. It hurt me as you begged and told me how much you needed it. As you cursed, your hands shook as I made you put your cork away. As you wheedled and tried to undermine my command, and at that point, I wasn't so sure this is what you wanted. But I shored up and was firm and told you how it would be. It turns out you loved me for it, didn't you? It drove you mad. Hearing stern rules almost makes you come on the spot, untouched. Being denied fuels you in a way I can't quite comprehend. And this first time, as I fight guilt and relief in equal measure, I don't enjoy the power. Oh, but the next time I barely breathe in your direction and your heart, I work you up with little effort to the point where you tell me you need to come. You ask me for permission to come, and this time I deny you with a smile. This time the commands fly off my tongue. This time wonderfully evil ideas spin through my mind, and sorting through to pluck only one or two, this time occupies far too much of my time. I am thoroughly soaked through. It is not just a no for now. It is a no for the afternoon. It is a no for the evening. It is a no as I come and you listen. It is a no as I send you your favorite porn. It is a no as I let you choose what toy I will masturbate with. It is a no as others tease you. It is a no as I come again. A world of denial coming easily, and with each no, your desperation is evident. But you don't fight it. You're so grateful, drowning in lust and hotness and my attention. Denied but not forgotten, allowed to edge and edge so pleasure builds. But not release. You have a time limit, a countdown. You know when your torment is set to end. That doesn't stop you from asking, from needing, from begging, from cursing, but with a smile, enjoying the teasing nearly as much, if not more. Enjoying the teasing nearly as much, but if not more, then you'll enjoy your release. That's okay. I'll enjoy that release enough for both of us. Over and over and over. And even now, when your time limit has expired, your torment set to end, I breathe huskily into your mouth. Are you sure, baby? Are you sure? Do you really want all of this to end? Or do you want more? You moan. You whimper. Your mind far too broken to be able to think clearly. All that exists is my wickedly swirling hand, my lips so close, my breasts grazing your chest. You can have more, baby. All you have to do is ask. Tell me that you don't want this to end. Not yet. Beg me to make you wait. And to my delight, you do exactly that. Mindless, incoherent, broken. You beg for more as you sink deeper, pleading with me to make this sweet torment last, to not release you from this sensual hell of desperation, where you're now hopelessly trapped. Now, my triumph over you is complete. Your addiction to me, unwavering. Yes, baby. I promise you can have more. So much more. I smile at the sound of your whimper when you realize what you've just done. But it's too late. There's no going back now. Wickedly, I purr into your mouth. It'll be okay, baby, I promise. Now, let me show you just how much longer I can make you wait.